Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Voice of Alandia. I am Kiran, the creator of Alandia. But let's cut to the chase, as you and me have a mysterious pixie to find. And on that cue, let me welcome an amazing mind, who by the looks of it, is as curious as you and me on what we are about to find. And once again, I've got Mayana in the studio today. And Mayana, I'm really, really happy that you dare to dive deep into my mind. Where would you like to wander with me today?
Hi, Kiran. Yeah, today I would like to talk about Olandia itself, the creation of it. And when did you create, when was the first idea of Olandia there? When was that?
Yeah, I think once I was able to sort of visualize how my no stories look like, it suddenly made me realize that the reason why, you know, I was going through a bad patch, I mean, you can't do much about that. But what I missed in the bad patch was what I call my smile. So I actually came up with this concept called O, which I call the algorithm, the secret algorithm behind my smile. And as you can see, I'm a bit of a tech nerd. So that's why I use the word algorithm. Because this guy, O, right? If I could teach him how to make me smile, if I could train him how to make me smile, wouldn't the world be a wonderful place?
So you actually visualized a concept O.
Yeah.
As the algorithm. So you made a character, a pixie called O. And what does that have to do with Olandia?
Yeah. So I started thinking about the Kiran, how he would look when he was really, really happy. But everything was going my way. So I came out with this really happy looking character who resembled me on a day when everything was going well. But this guy was missing. And I had to find him. I knew he was hidden somewhere inside me. I had to find him. But I could not go on a journey inside myself. It's not possible. So that's why I came up with this fantastic idea, is to actually visualize what's going on inside me, visualize what's happening inside me. And this is where I came up with this concept of Olandia, the home of my O. He was lost right now, but I knew I would find him.
You knew he was in Olandia?
I knew he was in Olandia. He was hiding somewhere in Olandia, but I knew I had to do whatever it takes to find him.
So you created Olandia. How does Olandia look like, and what inspired you to create the way it is?
Yeah, and once again, I go back, you know, to the stories, and I knew exactly, you know, when I was young, I was surrounded by a lot of safety and security. I come from a very loving family. So I found this place where I was always happy. I was always secure. And this is where I began to imagine in my mind what Olandia would look like. An island full of trees, full of beaches, the sun shines brightly, the weather is always warm, where, you know, I can roam around in short pants, I can be whoever I was, nobody would be judging me, right? And somewhere, I mean, that was the first vision of Olandia. But the further you look, the deeper and deeper it goes. And I've never been over there, right? And this is exactly like looking into yourself and saying, okay, do I have the guts to look deeper and deeper into myself? So Olandia is like a vision of myself and what happens in me.
That's quite interesting. And do you think everybody can do this?
I think you have to have the ability to imagine things. I'm very lucky because I can visualize. I've got years of, you know, practicing visualization. So if you can visualize it, that's one thing. But where I think I was really, really lucky, because on top of imagination and visualization, I could create. So in my mind, I could actually take an image and start creating it into something which is tangible. And then once it was sort of tangible, I could execute it and make it come to life. So anybody, I think anybody who can, who has the power to imagine, the power to create, and the power to execute and bring it to life, can create his or her own Olandia.
Yeah, remember that we actually sat with a big piece of paper and I had to draw your Olandia, how I understood it. And it took quite a few attempts just to get it down on paper and say, okay, how does the inside look when you take it outside? That was quite difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good at words, I'm good to talk, I'm good to write, but I can't draw for nuts. But that's why I needed help from you and from other people to actually create a visual of Olandia. And that's what I think we have today, a beautifully described Imperfectly Imperfect.
But I also think that part of creating it, the physical manifestation in a sort of like a map, you have maps also on your website, helped you also to work with the concept? Like what details you had to focus on, what you have to think about? That was the place itself. But why did you have the need to create this also?
Yeah, I had a need to create Olandia because I never wanted to lose O again. And because I have ADHD and I know that I'm going to have my bleak days at some point of time. And I know when I'm bleak, O will probably run away from me again. But I needed to make myself so attractive to O in whatever situation of life I was in that he would be by my side forever. And this I could do only in a safe place. And for me, the safe place is Olandia.
Everybody should have that, actually.
Everybody should have their version of Olandia.
I also want mine.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me.
Definitely. If you can imagine, if you can create and you can execute.
I can.
I think everybody can do it.
I can. With your help.
100%. And I can also tell you that to learn to create Olandia, I went on some courses. So I actually learned a lot about finding the creative genius inside me. But what I used was my years of being a leader and an entrepreneur, right? To build this wonderful world and bring it to life. So it's my leadership and entrepreneurship qualities, which has actually helped me to bring this universe to life and share it with the world.
Yeah, because you created this place, space, world, universe, but you have also put a lot of things in it. It's like places, you have pixies and your emotions also. In pixies and emotion the same?
No, they're different.
They're different. So you created even more in there. So it keeps building up. And I would like to know, are you still creating new pixies? Are you still creating something new in Olandia? Is it a process that ever stops?
So Olandia will be developing till the day I die, like I said, because I always have the risk of my O abandoning me again. But the way Olandia is built, every day when I find a need for something, a need to smile more, a need to grimace less, I build a milestone or an artifact in Olandia. And as I build this artifact, it makes me smile, it makes me think, it makes me reflect. And the output is what you see on the map of Olandia. It's like the story archives, the clinic Stop Tuning Yourself, the energy grid. Because as I go deeper and deeper into Olandia, my need to find O and my need to make my life attractive to him becomes greater and greater and greater. So I need these props. I need these sources of inspiration. I need these sources to energize me so I can always focus on finding O. Because if I don't have energy, I cannot find O. I cannot develop Olandia more. So this is a nonstop process. It's going to be with me for the rest of my life. It will develop slowly as we go. And to answer your question, yes, now I've got like 31 cartoon characters in Olandia. In my next book, it'll probably be 35 because I've probably found a need for new sources of inspiration to find O and keep him in my life.
If you should give any advice to somebody who is on this journey to start creating their own, is there any practical good advice you can give them?
Yeah, so for me, what worked was to find what I call free sources of smiles. And I was quite lucky because for me, when I cook, I smile. It's a natural source of smiles. When I eat like a baby. I enjoy my food. But it's a natural source of smiles. Maybe it irritates others. And the third one is when I started writing the book, cracking all these simple daddy jokes, right? The simple jokes which make you and the children, you know, cringe. See, they were a fantastic source of smiles for me.
They're pretty bad.
They're pretty bad. But just creating them and, you know, delivering them made me smile. And that's what I call my hobbies. So I say my hobbies of cooking, eating and smiling, they really, really helped craft Olandia. But the magic happened when I started visualizing the other source of smiles. So I'm a natural leader, right? Right from the age of 5, I've been leading all the boys on the road to do mischief. I'm a natural entrepreneur because if you have a problem, I have a solution. Whether it works or not, you know, I don't really care, but I have great fun finding the solution. And when I wrote and started crafting Olandia, ADHD was my passion. So I call ADHD, leadership and entrepreneurship my passion and my hobbies of cooking, eating and laughing. So to answer your question, yes, please find your hobbies and passions, whatever it may be, whatever combination they may be, because once you get them to play together, you can create your own version of Olandia.
Good. I will start already today.
That's really good. And like my friends tell me, Kiran, your smile and energy is contagious. So I hope I'm passing them on to you.
Thank you.
And that brings us to a close of this episode. Thank you for investing your time to listen to my adventures. And if some of them made you ponder a bit or smile, remember there are many more waiting to be discovered on my website, kiranvaz.com, KIRANVAS.com. Until we meet again, I promise you, I'm already planning my next adventure.